I want to start this segment with something that might seem almost quaint given everything we just discussed about distributed AI infrastructure. A blog post showing how to write a functional AI agent in 100 lines of Lisp. The piece comes from Jamie Beach's personal site, and it's gotten 166 points on HN with 36 comments.
And I think the reason it resonated is exactly because it's an antidote to the complexity bloat in the current AI agent ecosystem. If you look at LangChain, AutoGen, or any of the major agent frameworks right now, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of lines of code, complex dependency graphs, and abstractions stacked on abstractions. The Lisp post strips all of that away and shows that the core loop of an AI agent, observe, think, act, observe again, is actually quite simple when you're not trying to accommodate every possible use case.
The specific implementation uses common Lisp macros to build a recursive tool calling loop. You define a set of tools the agent can invoke. You write a dispatch function that calls the appropriate tool based on the LLM's output, and you feed the results back into the context window. The whole thing fits in a single screen of code. Lisp's macro system makes the dispatch layer almost trivially concise.
What I find interesting about the HN discussion is that it quickly moved from the technical elegance of the implementation to a deeper question about whether the current complexity in agent frameworks is incidental or essential. Some commenters argued it's mostly incidental. The frameworks got complex because they were trying to ship production features fast, not because agents are inherently complex. Others pushed back and said the complexity is real. Production systems need error recovery, retry logic, state persistence across sessions, observability hooks, and security constraints that genuinely add up.
Both positions have merit. The 100-line implementation works for a demonstration, but it doesn't handle the case where your tool call times out, or where the LLM hallucinates a tool name that doesn't exist, or where you need to audit every action the agent took for compliance reasons. Those requirements add code. The question is whether they add the right code or whether the frameworks are also adding a lot of accidental complexity on top.
This is actually a good moment to mention Mindwalk, the ShowHN project from Cosmtrek that got 77 points. It's a debugging and visualization tool for coding agent sessions. It replays what the agent did on a three-dimensional map of your code base. So instead of reading logs to figure out why your agent made some unexpected decision about which file to edit, you watch a visual playback of its reasoning path through the code graph.
That's a genuinely clever interface concept. One of the hardest problems with AI agents in production is interpretability, understanding after the fact why the agent took a particular sequence of actions. Most current tooling gives you logs and traces, which are fine for debugging simple bugs, but become very difficult to reason about when an agent has taken 50 or 60 steps through a complex code base. A spatial visualization might make those traversal patterns much more legible.
Now let's talk about Ant, which is the most pointed HN conversation in this cluster. Score of 275, 120 comments. That's a lot of attention for a new JavaScript runtime. Ant is positioning itself as a JavaScript and TypeScript runtime with what the developer, the Macaboo, describes as a clean slate ecosystem design. The runtime is built on top of the V8 engine and is targeting the same space as Dino and Bun.
The HN comments are characteristically blunt. The most upvoted responses are variations of, do we need another JavaScript runtime? And the counter responses pointing out that's what people said about Dino when Node existed and Bun when Dino existed. The JavaScript runtime space has more competition than almost any other infrastructure category, which is either a sign of a healthy ecosystem or a deeply fragmented one, depending on your perspective.
My read is that the competition is healthy precisely because the incumbents aren't resting. Bun's speed improvements pushed Node to accelerate its own native TypeScript support work. Dino's permission model influenced how people think about security in server-side JavaScript. Each new entrant raises the baseline. Whether Ant specifically has the sustained development commitment to become a serious contender is a different question, but the existence of the project is defensible.
Ant's current differentiator seems to be around its module system and package management approach, though the documentation is still light on specifics. The community response was show us benchmarks and a production use case, which is fair. These things live or die on whether real projects adopt them.
And quickly on Protobuf Pi from Buff, this is worth noting because the existing Python Protobuf story has been genuinely painful. The official Google library has historically had performance issues and a developer experience that felt like an afterthought compared to the Java and Go implementations. Buff is a company that's staked out a serious position in the Protobuf tooling space, and their Python library is getting early praise for actually generating idiomatic Python objects rather than the somewhat awkward message wrappers the official library produces. Only 57 points, but the 10 comments are uniformly positive from people who've been waiting for this.